This year's Senior Australian of the Year is Professor Gordian Fulda, the long-serving head of the Emergency Department at Sydney's St Vincent Hospital. Professor Fulda has described his department in the past as a war zone. St Vincent's sits next to King's Cross in the heart of Sydney's party zone. He was central to the implementation of the lockout laws that have restricted licensing hours, laws that have led to a dramatic decrease in alcohol-fuelled violence. Well, Professor Fulda joined me earlier in our Parliament House studio. Gordian Fulda, congratulations and welcome to the program. It's a great acknowledgement for you and for your work, but what do you hope this does in the broader sense this year?
Well, with the help of the media and everyone, I think the job that we've got is to get the community, individuals, people to say enough is enough. We need mothers, girlfriends, boyfriends, whatever, to point out that somebody's got a problem with alcohol. That can be acute binge drinking or chronic, just drinking every night, and say, look, there's help, and we don't need to drink so much to survive, let alone enjoy this beautiful country of Australia.
How much is being Australian tied up with abusing alcohol? Because we do have a very close relationship with alcohol, don't we?
Unfortunately, I don't know the answer, but Australia is podium finishers on the taking of drugs and the legal drug of alcohol. We're up there, and I don't know why.
So we're different from other countries, are we?
We are the worst. We're the worst at it than most countries, and you put it together, we're the world's worst. I mean, we're first in the world for the amount of amphetamines and ecstasy across the whole world. We're third in the world for crystal meth, fourth for cocaine, and this is all the countries. You know, it's just unbelievable. And then the amount of alcohol, which fortunately is decreasing, but these are just numbers, the number of litres divided by the population is still very, very, of alcohol, is very impressive.
And of course, as you say, it's not just alcohol, it's drugs as well. And St Vincent's is in the centre of Sydney's sort of party zone. You see the consequences of this all the time.
We have within a kilometre of St Vincent's every sort of failing of human nature you can buy. But then again, we have extremely privileged eastern suburbs where people are so rich and they get in trouble with their moe or verve and things. So it really, these problems go across the whole social spectrum. And one of the saddest things we see is the young children who fall into trouble, depression, start taking drugs, all this sort of thing. You know, they go into this terrible downward spiral, and I don't think anybody's immune from it, and there is no real, well, if you would have done this, this wouldn't have happened.
What can we do about it? Because one of the big successes, I guess, was your championing of the lockout laws, the so-called lockout laws, which have restricted licensing hours in King's Cross. Would you like to see that spread? Is that going to be effective everywhere?
The simple answer is, more than anything, that's what I'll use this year for, I think people should consider it. Obviously, these things came from Newcastle, which had a problem. Newcastle didn't like it. Newcastle started solving its own problem. That's with the publicans and everybody else, Hunter Street and everything like that. Now, we've done it in the CBD, King's Cross, and like people in Australia, there's now alcohol-free zones where you can enjoy what's on offer. You don't have people who are totally, you know, and just think of Bondi Beach, not that long ago, if I was working today, you'd have totally out of it tourists and everything else. It'd be dangerous to walk around there. Wouldn't know if you're going to hit, vomit it on or whatever, and while the rest of the people are trying to take their kids and have a swim. Enough's enough. It's not where we want to be. And I think this is what really has to, society has to see that we want to change.
You've famously likened your department at St Vincent's to an urban war zone. What sort of toll has all of this taken on you? Because you've been there now, what, nearly 30 years?
Yes, and I'm still at it. And I think it's the ability, being a really, really lucky position to be able to help a fellow human being. And that's what it's all about. I mean, if I think I'm having a bad day, you know, even when I start work at, you know, 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning, thank heavens, people just don't know the misery, the unhappiness and everything that you have, and hopefully you lose something and make it better for those people. The fact that some minor misadventure, the car didn't start or, you know, whatever, all that sort of stuff, it is totally insignificant.
Gordian Fulda, congratulations, more strength to you, and I hope it's a great year.
Thank you very much, and thank you for the support of the media and the public.
Senior Australian of the Year, Professor Gordian Fulda.